Let's speak to Joe Travers from the London Nutritionist. So gluten-free diets, let's say you're not suffering from celiac disease, are they good for you?
Well, there's celiac disease, and then there's something which is sort of an emerging condition that not very much is known about at the moment, called non-celiac gluten sensitivity, or NCGS for short.
Right.
So if you do have a sensitivity to gluten, then a gluten-free diet will be good for you. It will make you feel a lot better, and it will reduce your symptoms.
Say you're inverted commas normal, and you eat normal things normally.
Yeah.
If you have a gluten-free diet, will you be better?
No, not necessarily. Right. I mean, when you do cut out certain foods and you're concentrating on your diet more, you do, for example, lots of the gluten-containing foods, things like croissants, McDonald's, you know, loads of things that we have in our general diet.
That I eat, you mean?
Yeah, that is not, you know, necessarily great food. Once you start cutting those things out, actually you do feel better because you're eating a much better diet. I mean, you're concentrating more on what you're putting into your body. So, you know, rather than default just eating whatever's around, actually you do tend to make better choices. So you might...
Please don't tell me there's gluten in lager.
Well, anything that is made from wheat will contain gluten, unless it's manufactured it. So yes,
look, you see, because I now it might, you know, my day job is working in sports. So for example, Novak Djokovic, who's the world's number one tennis player, was a really good player and then became an amazing player because he said one of the things he changed was he went to a gluten-free diet. Gwyneth Paltrow says she's put her kids on a gluten-free diet. Djokovic has actually put his dog on a gluten-free diet. So people will put two and two together and make four.
Well, you know, I mean, it might be that Djokovic does have non-celiac gluten sensitivity. So, yes, in that case, he definitely would feel better on a gluten-free diet. There's actually very few children that have been found or diagnosed with non-celiac gluten sensitivity. So it's not something that I would routinely at all recommend you do for children. And one of the things that's really important to remember is that when you're cutting out a large group of foods from your diet, you need to really make sure that you're not missing out on particular nutrients. So things that contain gluten tend to be carbohydrate foods. So, cutting out that huge range. And carbs have had a really bad rap for ages. But actually, they're really, in the right amount, they're actually a good thing to have. If you are cutting out a lot of these foods and you're not replacing them with other things, for example, manufactured gluten-free products or, you know, substituting with naturally gluten-free foods, then you might be missing out on certain nutrients. So one of the things that I would really recommend you do before going on one of these diets is to consult a professional, find out what's the healthy way to do it, because that is ultimately the goal in doing these things. You want to be healthier.
It's impossible to give up spaghetti. Imagine going to Italy and saying, go on a gluten-free diet, Mama. Oh, can you imagine?
I mean, you do, in the supermarkets now, you can get
gluten-free
increasingly
pasta.
Yeah, increasingly good quality products. I mean, good in that they're similar to their normal gluten-containing products. But they do tend, once you take something out of a product, you do generally need to put a load of other stuff back in order to give it those same qualities.
Exactly. Oh, listen, thanks, Joe. Joe Travers.